K3JCA, W4DJW, full scale, full quieting. Sounds good.
Stand by here for that. Couple minutes. KA3JCA.
W4DJW, standing by for net.
QCQ, CQ. It's 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KA3JCA, and my name is Richard. I'm located in Simpsonville. Portion of amateur radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. And in the event of an emergency, the net will be activated. It's located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KA3JCA. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call Net Control or KA3JCA. No announcements or bulletins. We will now begin the roll call check-in. This is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic are invited to check-in. As you check-in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. Check-ins, and you could do that if you cannot attend the nets. Nightly, you can go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website at brars.cc and use the pre-net check-in if it makes it easier for you to check in for the net. So we'll start. Please check in KM4JWP. That's Mr. Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4FCM. That's Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI. That's Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. 2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy in Table Rock. N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony up in Asheville. KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. 2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave over in Easley. KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KC4W, that's Mr. Bill in Anderson. W4IOE is Sid in Fletcher. 5 Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, Miss Sally. And my daughter, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley. And the Upstate Amateur Radio Club is K3DOV. Additional pre-check-ins, we will now move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
National EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KA3JCA. The net would like to recognize Kilo November 4, Robert Juliet November. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, and he's going to stick around for comments. Thank you very much there, John. All right, so tonight being Friday night, we'll start with Uniform through Zulu. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society net, and your suffix begins with the letter U through Z, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KCA. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet, and I am in Traveler's Rest tonight, and I will be negative and negative.
Bro. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rawhide. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
got one down over the hill. Come help me load this.
Recognize Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha, and I need your first name, sir, from Traveler's Rest. And Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu, that's Mr. Rod. Thank you guys for checking in.
Here is Fleet, Foxtrot, Lima, Echo, Echo, Tango. Hi, Rod.
Pete, I've shot the big one. Come help me load it.
Stations uniform to Zulu, please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, or net control.
JCA.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, that's KO4ZYX, Daniel Mobile down in Woodruff, negative, negative.
JCA. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Got him loaded. Got the dog still running, though. Somebody get the dogs.
Recognize Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. Mr. Daniel, mobile in Woodruff. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Thank you very much for checking in. All right, let's move on to the next call Alpha through Delta. If your suffix begins with the letter A through D, please call KA3JCA or net control.
3JCA. Better stand down for a minute.
Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
3JCA.
Four, roger that. I have shot another bear. I need to blow out.
And Richard, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
3JCA. And Richard, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, negative, negative.
JCA, DJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland, it's negative, negative, and a very good to all.
Stations, K4AFT, I got that as Michael. Is that right, Michael, K4AFT, or just AF?
AFT, Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Michael, in Central.
I'd like to recognize Michael Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango in Central. Also, I'd like to recognize Rick Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey in Piedmont. He brings along his wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Miss Lorena, and their daughter Michelle Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Thank you guys for coming tonight. Also, recognize Kilo November 4 Charlie November Yankee. That's Mr. Keith in Seneca. November 4 Delta Charlie. Juliet Charlie, I'm sorry, Jerry, and Anderson. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. And Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, that's Mr. Roland. Thank you guys for checking in with us tonight. Last call for Alpha through Delta. Any stations? Alpha through Delta, please call
KA3JCA. KA3JCA, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Going to be negative and positive, 0200, positive, positive,
49. KA3JCA. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, and all on the net.
KJCA. Kilo, Mike, 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, K
AM 4 BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
That is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, not November Yankee. Keith, it's going to go over.
November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Okay, I have it written down correct, Keith. I'm sorry. I must have just read it wrong, but it is written down correctly here in the log. Thank you very much for rechecking. Okay, the net would like to recognize W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer, our net manager. Thank you for all the things that you do for the net and the club there, Dave. Also, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY from Easley. And also recognize KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. Okay, let's move on to the next group, Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, anyone wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter radio net, please call KA3JCA or net control.
KA3JCA. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Richard, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling on it.
Hot Seek, checking in. Blue, JX, Washington Creek.
PJCA, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC. Patrick in Marietta, and I'll be negative and negative.
3JCA. Richard, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Richard.
Well, Patrick over at Marietta, he must be, selling math or something.
On the phone, my group, sorry. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73 to net.
Recognize Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Also, Kilo 4 Gulf, Sierra Charlie. That's also Mr. Patrick up in Marietta. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Mr. Harry in North Carolina. And November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar, Doug, in Walhalla. Thank you guys for checking in with us this evening. Any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel? Group, if your suffix begins with India through Lima, I through L, please call KA3JCA or net control.
KA3JCA. Please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Campobello.
ACA, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
JCA, and Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KJCA. Richard, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. Name here is Duncan up here in Asheville. Good job on the net tonight. Good radio. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
There's the following stations. N4JBN, that's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna, also from Greer. KO4JKV, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's Duncan in Asheville. Do we have any additional stations? Since beginning with the suffix Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KA3JCA or net control.
KA3A, good evening, Richard. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic, no queue. M checking in via Echo Link. KA4PQA.
Stephen, thank you for checking in. That was my next call, was the Echo Link stations, KA4PQA, Stephen. All right, do we have any additional stations? Echo Link. Echo Link stations only. Please call KA3JCA or net control.
Also net control, KA4PQA. You may want to check your chat. I'm seeing a message from Chad KO4NUE in a text. So you might want to check your message text. Richard KA4PQA.
Just got that message from KO4NUE. I'll put him in the log here too. Recognize Chad KO4NUE up in Campobello also. All right, additional stations on Echo Link. Echo Link stations only, please call KA3JCA or net control.
KA3JCA, this is Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda, both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, the network would like to recognize Mr. Larry Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta, and he brings along Rhonda Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. Okay, we'll move back to RF check-ins. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa?
Ben Kilo Foxtrot 4. X-ray Yankee David and my wife Marie Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, down here Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net, and we enjoyed our visit with you the other day. Have a good evening.
To recognize Mr. David Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee from southern Greenville County, and his wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. Yes, Dave and Marie, that was definitely a pleasure having you guys stop by to visit. I really enjoyed it. It kind of breaks the day up there. Thank you very much for that. Okay, let's move on to the next group, Quebec through Tango. If your call begins with a letter Q through T for the suffix, please call KA3JCA or net control.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here in Joanna. I'll be short timing tonight, so check me in and out. And 73s to all the rest of you good folks. 3JCA. And Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be Nandering.
Quick guys, Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Robert. That's Robert and Johanna. Thank you for checking in. And Chris, you're my number 50 in the log tonight. KO4QLG and Liberty. Thank you for checking in. Additional stations. Quebec through Tango, please call KA3JCA or net control. Now I'd like to make one last call. Any additional stations on Echo Link? Echo Link only, please call KA3JCA or net control.
KA3JCA, I'll try it again. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. That's KF4CLD. I am Alan Alpha Lima Echo November. Located in Atwater, California. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to you, Richard, and everyone else on the net. Have a good weekend. 73, y'all.
It's the farthest station I've had check in with me so far. Alan, thank you very much. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta, out in Atwater, California. Thank you very much. Nations, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge Net. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
One X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Walhalla tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize November 1 X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. That's Mr. Michael, who's mobile in Walhalla. Last call for any check-ins anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Anyone for any comments or any check-ins, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. KA3JCA now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everyone that checked in tonight. All stations wishing to secure the station may do so now. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between RAG 2s. And I believe first up on my stump was Mr. John, KN4RJN. Is that correct, John?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Richard. What's going on in your world there, brother?
In the last 2 days, helping an 83-year-old ham reprogram his DMR handheld. He has no help, has a hard time seeing and programming, and, of course, seeing the small screen display. So we've been talking on the phone, and basically I rebuilt his code plug from the ground up and walked him through how to set up his hotspot and his radio, and he is now back on the air.
This is KN4RJ, and well, there's a special place in ham heaven for you then there, sir. I'm not quite 83, but I have a difficulty sometimes with the small screen on my phone when I'm having to read stuff off of that. So, yeah, I can understand that all too well. In any event, there is a meteor shower in the morning. Tomorrow, it is the Southern Torrids. It's a relatively weak meteor shower. However, because of the size of the particles that come off of a comet called 2P, and it is named Inky, Echo November, Charlie, Kilo, Echo. And unfortunately, it will peak about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. However, if you get up in the wee hours of the morning before dawn and go out with a lawn chair and your favorite beverage, and I would suggest a blanket, and just scan the skies, and you're liable to see a few. And if you don't want to get up that early, then wait till the sun goes down, and you'll be able to see a few in the late evening hours. You may have to wait till the moon goes down because the moon's going to be fairly bright tomorrow. It's on better than 60% full, and it's very bright if you have clear skies. And other than that, right now I've got clear skies here. Saturn and Jupiter are up. There's the occasional, if you go out right now, you might even catch, you know, an occasional meteor. This particular meteor shower actually will last up until about the 2nd of December, but again, not very many per hour, so you just kind of have to be patient and watch for that. Other than that, as far as any solar activity going on, let me break for just a second. This is KN4RJN. As far as solar activity goes, there is a little bit of a chance of a radio blackout issue, R1 to R2, which is moderate to mild to moderate. About a 10% chance over the next 3 days. We've got a coronal hole in the sun that's pointing in our general direction. And there's a chance because of what is called a coronal hole high-speed stream, or CHSSS, going on there, and that can cause some radiation issues. It's kind of geomagnetic storm activity and a little bit of radio interference there, so we might have some radio blackout. Small chance, but it is a chance over the next 3 days. Other than that, nothing else going on with the sun. And let me get back over here so I can. There we go. And I've got clear skies up here. I don't know what anybody else has got, so I'm going to go out and look at the moon and Saturn and Jupiter and a few other things out there. And if you got a scope or even a basin set of binoculars. Go out and take a look at the sky this evening if you got clear skies.
KN4RJN. John, I want to let you know I really appreciate hearing these reports that you're doing. I've actually become interested in them listening to you the last month or so, and that I've even downloaded that software that you had told us about for the astronomy the one time. And then I'm still trying to get acclimated to the sky and the situation. I do know that my front yard and driveway faces north toward the GSP airport, and my backyard kind of faces to the south and so forth like that. But right now I can't see anything. It's partly cloudy and 61, and they're calling for a 30% chance of showers.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, we're supposed to possibly get some rain tomorrow. And when I said I have clear skies, that was when I was out just a little while ago. I don't know what it is out there right now, but I suspect clouds have probably rolled in a little bit. We are supposed to get some rain tomorrow and a possible chance of showers on Sunday, so I may not see squat either. But but in any event, yeah, my backyard faces due south. And I've got a pretty good shot at the eastern, south, southern, and western skies. The northern sky, my house gets in the way. And if it is clear and I get up early enough in the morning, I may go out and see if I can catch something. Sometimes when the clouds roll in, it clears up by dawn. But since we're supposed to get rain tomorrow, at some point in time, that's probably not going to happen, and lost the afternoon because I've really got to mow the grass.
Pat. Well, John, again, thank you for everything, for your reports and all that. It's very informative. I've added the world clock and then some of the tables, the solar tables and the flare tables and all that, back to my QRZ page. So I'm just trying to update it since now I don't have much other hobbies to do other than ham radio. So thank you again for checking in to the net tonight. If you don't have anything else, I'll go ahead and continue, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. You have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. And have a good one. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right. Are there any additional late check-ins anywhere wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KA3JCA or net control.
Net control. RON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, head in Brevard. No comments, no traffic. I've been monitoring. Over.
Okay, Ron, thank you for checking in, sir. Or Ed, I'm sorry. And that would recognize Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. All right, thank you for checking in. One last call, any station, anywhere, KA3JCA or net control. One for RAG 2 this evening, KA3JCA. I would like to recognize or like to remind everyone that we hold the night nightly, hold the net nightly at 9 p.m. Every night of the week. So please come back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and check in. And if you cannot check in on the radio, please take advantage of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society pre-check-in page, and you can log in there so we can keep the numbers up and get you recognized for the net. Also, if you have any questions about DMR, digital mobile radio, please feel to reach out on the net during the daytime or in the evening if I'm on. Give me a call, and I'll try to answer any questions that I can. So, getting my report here in a few seconds, so please stand by. JCA now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our thanks with everybody that checked in tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and have a good night. JWKA3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW, were you calling me?
I'm sorry, I messed up your call sign. It's W4. I put it in 4, sorry. Tonight's been a long night for me, trying to get everything done and make sure the house is clean before Sally comes home tomorrow. Question for you real quick. On the little small calendar that's in the software, I noticed that some of the dates throughout the month of November are solid black, but then some are like the lighter gray color. Is there any significance to that?
I think those are, I'm not sure why some are darker than others. I was going to say maybe they're holidays, but there's too many of them to be holidays. I don't know. It's a Microsoft Foundation class widget called a calendar widget. And it's got a lot of default behavior. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't recall seeing it before, and it started popping up here. But, I mean, the program's working great. But I just happened to notice that, like, I got today, tomorrow, dark, and then Sunday is light color, then Monday, Tuesday is dark, and I thought it might be like Wednesdays are all light color. I figured, okay, well, maybe that's because it has something to do with the net control not using the software or whatever. So I'm just was curious. So thank you very much, KA3JCA.
Well, I just Googled MFC, that stands for Microsoft Foundation Class, Date and Time Picker. And it's a C date time control class, and that class will probably, that documentation will probably tell you why, what those darker than other dates are for. W4DJW.
Thank you very much. The net went really good tonight, I thought, so thanks for everybody. I told 53 check-in, it's getting bigger, KA3JCA.
Yeah, went smooth without a hitch. That was good. Good net. Good job. I didn't know if you or Daniel was going to call it because I thought you did it last week, but it might have been him. Are you guys still doing every other week?
I was actually supposed to do it last week, and then I had that thing pop up in emergency-wise, so he called it for me last week. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I called it last week. I'm sorry. It was the time before I was supposed to call it because he was going to call it for me last week or something. I forget what it was, but I told him I would pick up tonight since it was supposed to be his night and he covered for me as well, so I covered for him.
Okay. Well, I knew it was one or the other, but I couldn't remember. Anyway, I'm going to scroll through that calendar widget because now you got me wondering. Now, every time I look at that, I'll wonder until I figure it out. So I'm going to scroll through that object and see what the deal is with those different, some of them bold and some of them not. Anyway, good net. Appreciate you calling it. W4DJW.
And I believe I have the latest zip file, but is the EchoLink on the software working? Because I didn't see anything show up on the right side, and I had it turned on, but I'm using my phone for EchoLink.
Yeah, it's working. It doesn't log into the EchoLink server. It logs into, not the EchoLink server, it logs into the W4NYK EchoLink server. So one, you being logged in on your phone shouldn't conflict with it at all. But yes, it is working. There is a, there's another version if you want to download it. It's at that same location as the previous one. It's called netcontrol-current.zip. If you want, and the binary file inside is not named .exe, it's named .bin. So when you download it and extract it, you would have to change the .bin to a .exe to get the latest version.
So you go take care of that now. Thank you very much.
All right. Next time I talk to you, I may know what those bolded out numbers are for on the calendar. I say may. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, good net. Appreciate you calling it. W4DJW clear.
K3JCA clear.
3JCA and 4ZLK mobile.
Okay, KA3JCA. Would you like for me to check you in, sir?
I wasn't able to get to the net. Kind of busy on the yard. And I saw it was over when I got in the truck. So anyway, if you will, I appreciate that. I'll give you an extra one.
I'm it right now, so thank you very much, all, for doing that. KA3JCA.
Even number, not an odd number.
Right over for you. You having a good night there headed toward Georgia?
Usually on Fridays, I just get one trailer going down there, and they surprised me with another one. They had to go into a fourth trailer. There's two of us going to the same place. So it's kind of what took me so long. I would have already been on the road and probably down to Georgia by now.
Well, maybe tomorrow night, if you're on around this time again, I don't know. Sally's plane comes in at 9:36 tomorrow night.
I'll be home. I won't be working. I'll probably take a good nap in the morning, maybe get up. I might be in bed again by that time, but if I'm awake and I remember, I'll try to get on the air and say hello. It'll probably, probably close to 10, won't it? Let me grab this phone here, too. N4ZLK.
KA3JCA.
ZLK.
4HGX. Good evening, Shane.
KO4 NUE. Good evening, Shane. Good evening, Patrick.
Out here. Hey, Chad. Hey, Patrick. Hope both of you are doing well tonight.
I'm doing good, Shane. Just coming back from the bingo tonight. We had quite the night, I'd like to say. I'm going to tell you what. These veterans, they got this thing figured out. You know, everybody's got their own little job, and you stay in your lane or you get told real quick.
You guys did. I realize I had the volume down because I was talking to Beth.
Did not.
I'm not. Go ahead, Patrick.
Asking about Chad and his veterans comment over there about staying in your lane. I'm sure that was quite entertaining tonight after the stories last week.
Yeah, so I'm the new guy, you know, I'm the new guy on the block, so everybody's got, you know, got their little comments about, you know, the way it needs to be done. And I've been listening to that for, you know, past 3 or 4 weeks. But after tonight, I think that's it. I don't think I'm going to listen to anymore. It's not that hard to sell Coke. And it's not that hard to sell a hot dog, and it shouldn't be that complicated. So next Friday night, I'm coming in with both barrels. I've been taking it for about a month, but I'm done.
I'll be interested to hear how it goes next week.
To put them back in their lane.
Get figured out. That's not a problem, but I've just been, you know, kind of soaking it in. So here's the deal. So these veterans, you know, we got two World War II veterans in there, and some Korean War veterans that, you know, in other words, they got a little age on them. And you know, I took the trash out. Gonna be nice to take the trash out tonight, because that's not my job. And they got these special rubber bands that go around the, you know, big trash can, big rubber bands. And I got told real quick, it's not time to take the trash out. You don't take the trash out till the bingo's done. Because we have to buy the bags, and we want to get all the garbage we can in the bags. And I said, okay. So I left the rubber band on the table. Nope. Put the rubber band back on the trash can. And I mean, he's a World War II veteran, man. I mean, what you gonna say? But other than yes, sir.
Having a little age on you, you get to have things done the way you want it done.
This one too. So last weekend, I brought my knife sharpener up here. It's a big old butcher block knife sharpener. You got 3 stones on it. Because the kitchen, the 2 ladies back there run the kitchen, and the knives just, I mean, they're horrible. So I brought sharpener and sharpened them. So tonight, I've got 7 pocket knives in my pocket to take home, and a set of pruning shears that the ladies brought from home for me to sharpen. So they don't miss a trick. I mean, not a trick. So I guess I'm gonna be sharpening knives next week, which, you know, I don't mind. It's just they don't miss a thing.
Get to that age on their own there, so I'm sure they missed a few things here and there.
Go ahead, Shane. I don't mean to hog it.
But I was just going to comment. I thought you learned not to volunteer for anything when you were doing your service time.
I never was that way. I like staying busy and doing things, you know. Never did never did really bother me. Just makes it a lot easier. Because, I mean, you want to do it anyway. So I just go ahead and volunteer for it and get it over with, you know, do my duty. The funny thing happens in the military. When you volunteer enough to do things, then, you know, usually it ends up being, well, hey, you know, this, you get somebody else in here. You doing all the KP and doing all this, so you get somebody else in there. And then, after a while, they won't even ask you to do anything else. They, you know, I know that sounds crazy, but it's always worked out for me, you know. But I'm not a lazy person anyway. I just like to stay busy and try to be helpful.
My brothers would tell me about, they'd ask people, who can drive a truck? And somebody throw up his hand. Well, that truck turned out to be a wheelbarrow, things like that. That's the kind of volunteering I always heard about.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, you got to be careful. But most of the time, it, you know, ends up being, you know, some kind of decent duty, you know. And the other thing, too, is all the push-ups and exercise. See, when you volunteer, you go do KP or you go to the range and pick up brass and things like that. When the platoon's getting smoked for being, you know, whatever, well, you know, hey, man, I'm sorry I missed out on that. You know, I was at the range, you know, picking up brass and then just enjoying the weather. So, you know, there's a method to it.
Sure there is. I was never in the military, but I'm with Shane. I think after a little while, I'd figure out not to volunteer for much.
Not that bad. You know, just like I said, just staying busy and just trying to be helpful. But at any rate, these old fellas up here, they got everything. Everybody's got their own little job. Got, you know, their own little, you know, the way they gonna do it, and these two fellas, it's Vietnam vets, they hand out the bingo cards. Oh, you should see, oh my goodness. You know, it's just a sight to see. One of them hands out the cards, and then the other one collects the money. And then the night they got an argument over on the side because one of the guys handed out 5 cards, but the other guy thought 6 was handed out, so he's trying to collect $6 from this lady who didn't get the 5 cards. And she was raising cane, over $1. But, boy, they handed out over a bingo card that wasn't even there. It's just, you know, you just sit back and just, oh, man, it's just funny to watch, I guess.
What, go play bingo up here at the Lions Club with my mom when she was still alive. It was funny to watch how particular some of these men and women were with their bingo cards. And you didn't make any noise when they were calling numbers either.
No. No, no. So here's the other thing is you got half of the room. So they got half a jackpot. And when you, every time you buy a dollar card, that increases the jackpot. But if you buy a 50-cent card, none of that goes into the jackpot. So you got half of the room that only buys 50-cent cards at a time, and then the other half buys a dollar card at the time. Now you figure it's 51 people tonight, so 25, you know, half of that, I mean, you do the math. But they get mad at one another. And, you know, just tell them real quick. If I'm 56 cards, I might get the money tonight.
Peter, or was that Patrick? I mean, Chad.
That one was Chad. I'm at my base, and I was going to say, we lost the last part of that one, Chad.
If my radio or what's going on, but it sounds like it's dropping out. Is it?
Perfect. No question. I think you just hit a bad spot there.
All right. Well, listen, Shane, you have a nice, safe trip tonight, sir. I've destinated, so 73s to you.
you. And Patrick, I'll talk at you later, bud. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Talk to you, and enjoy the stories. Makes the trip a little more enjoyable. N4ZFK.
Before you go, are you planning on going tomorrow?
Patrick, kids are gone, and nobody's coming this weekend, so we're just going to... I don't know. We're going to go do something together. I don't know what. I'd probably end up some kind of antique store or something. But I don't think we're going to make it.
You have a good time, and y'all enjoy your time alone, just the two of you. I know it's probably not much.
Take what you can get, I guess. But anyway, 73, y'all. Y'all have a wonderful night. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
And, Shane, I'll be around for a little bit if you want to hang out.
Else to go, so I appreciate that. You want me to go ahead and check and see what's down there for sale? I can swing by and make sure they got what you need.
Good. I mean, you're welcome to ride, I guess, if you're going to be back in time.
You might not appreciate me snoring in the back seat, so... And I don't know if I'd be that good company because I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep as well today as I wanted to.
I mean, if you're back here snoring, just be ready for it. We'll be making fun.
Sleep in the car, I would probably take you up on that, but it wouldn't be a long enough drive. It's only going to be, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours? 2 hours, I guess.
Not sure how long it takes from Gary's place, but it is what it is. Yeah. I don't know the exact address, no. I know it's just know it's down in Lawrenceville.
Gauge what? N4ZLK.
Good evening, Keith. KO4HKX.
Usual suspects, Shane and Patrick. It is at Gwinnett County Fairgrounds on Sugarloaf Parkway.
Parkway, but it kind of get a little chopping again on the other part.
It's at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds on Sugarloaf Parkway.
Back to Sugarloaf Parkway, there's an exit for it. I go under it every day or every night, so I'm not sure how close it is to the interstate. But I know about where it is, though.
I don't know exactly where it's at. I'm sure my pilot will know exactly where we're going.
I meant Patrick, so Shane anyway. It's not too far off the interstate. I usually don't go from the interstate. I usually get off before then, but, going our way down, and yeah, you're right. The GPS will get you right to it. You'd probably even say Stone Mountain Hamfest, and it'll get you right to it. I didn't know you was planning on heading down there, Patrick.
I don't have anything else planned really tomorrow, so I'm going to ride down there with Gary, so enjoy the ride and enjoy the walking around.
And myself will be there too, so yeah, we'll have to do a rendezvous or something.
At least put a face with the call sign.
Say hello to Stacy for me. I heard you guys talking the other night, but I didn't get a chance to get in and say hello.
He'll be here about 5:30, I believe.
Well, I'll probably still be on the radio about that time.
Radio about that time.
Probably just have the HT with me. I won't be using the wife's truck. There's not a radio in it for some reason. I guess because it's got her name on the title and mostly over.
A little bit to do with it.
Mine.
Yeah, I'm getting a little break in a squelch here for some reason. I don't know. I also have a problem with, like, you know, punching holes through roof panels and things of that nature. So, yeah, probably won't put one in it. And I've got an old beater Honda that I drive back and forth to work. And I could put one in it, but it's liable to go down at any minute, and I have to take it back out. I found it determined to get 300,000 miles out of it, and I'm just about there.
I'm putting holes in the roof either. I never have been. That's just another place for something to go wrong.
On my truck, but when I bought it, they were already done and had the mounts up there, and all I had to do was screw an NMO mount antenna onto it, so the coax was already run.
What the fuck was this that already was wired with coax with a NMO?
The guy that I bought it off of used to do a lot of bear hunting, and I think he used CB, and he had another, I think he may even had a marine radio in there at one time. They'd go off the coast of North Carolina where there wasn't a lot of communication, and that's how they'd keep in touch.
I squelch up a little more. I've thought about, like I said, with this thing being at 300,000 miles, I'm probably going to look at getting me something, and I would be interested in letting the dealer punch a hole in it and take that liability, but not me. I was up at Shelby one time and seen a guy up on top of a brand new, beautiful, top of the line Suburban with a hole saw and a cordless drill, and I'm pretty sure I had nightmares that night.
The dealer tech, I've had to do some of that, and I don't care whose truck it is, it will still give you nightmares.
I'll do it, but since it was already done, they're in the perfect spot, and I haven't had any issues yet with it, so they did a good job of mounting it. You can't even see the coax until it comes out at the bottom of the dash.
So I wonder if I could filter on CarMax or something and look for ham radio mounts. because I'm just real averse to that. Unless I could get something to where I could mount it on a bumper like the wife's truck. It's just mainly, it's got enough panel cavities in the panels to get a coax up into the cab. And I do have a toolbox in it. If I could get like a ball mount, I would mount it on the vertical wall of the toolbox and have it come up over like that. But yeah, still putting stuff on top where water and sun and everything is getting down on it all the time. I just need to stay away from that.
For HKX, have you looked into the stick pocket mounts?
That but color me intrigued. I've also looked at some of the shark bins, but I don't know that they would do all that great.
Thorl knows, but I looked into the stick pockets myself, and the only thing you got to worry about there is the ground plane. You got to get the right antenna, and you don't want to be right up against the cab. You might want to be back in the middle one or the back one. So I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. That's why I haven't done it myself.
Patrick, I'm not familiar with it.
Stake pocket, which is the little hole on the side of the bed rail. That's called a stake pocket. And then they got a mount that drops down in there and expands out just like the tow hooks do. The problem I'm seeing with them is the ground plane. You only got the width of the bed cap as the ground plane.
Yeah, I got a jacket that came out from underneath my hood right in front of the driver's side. And I ran a 2 meter, and I swapped it out and ran a 10 meter bubble off of that. And I didn't really have any issues with it. And it wouldn't have such a performance. I guess to one side it had the hood, but it was still off to the side of the vehicle, just, two inches maybe over the ground. 2 inches off the side of the vehicle.
That Shane, doubled with you. I was saying, don't know if it'd work in my situation because the bed's got one of the plastic caps on it. And, probably wouldn't be able to get a good ground plane on that.
Got this. I got most of what Shane was saying earlier. But that's the problem. problem you run into with most vehicles now is there's too much plastic in them to get any kind of ground plane. But another mount that I know they're making now is for third brake lights. You actually take the third brake light out and slide the mount in behind it and screw back in the third brake light, and then it leaves an MNO mount up on top of that where you can put the antenna up there. And you can get these ground plane kits to put on top of that, where it just got four little radials that come out